Since Monday morning, more than 700 students have received the vaccination for meningococcal group B, the disease that has sickened three students and caused the death of freshman athlete Lauren Jones. Mike Eister is director of the University Health Center.
This is a pretty good-sized crowd we have here. The health center was actually getting very crowded, and Lane County Public Health very generously has provided staffing to staff this clinic. And so we're able to handle students that want to get vaccinated prior to our mass vaccination clinic right here.
The university plans to immunize the entire undergraduate population by the end of next week. That's about 22,000 students. Senior Lauren French has a very simple reason for being here.
Just a precaution. I know that it's not super common to catch it, and it's like you have to do contact to contact, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
French lives in a house off campus.
But you're on campus all the time, and you come across people who live in the dorm, so it's better just to make sure that you're safe.
Next in line is Megan Condor. She's a freshman.
I live in the dorms, and the girl that passed away, I'm a student athlete here, and she's a student athlete, and we both lived at Barnhart, so I think it's really important for all of us to be doing this. You know, everyone needs to take precautions for what's going around, and, you know, I think this is a big wake-up call for everyone now.
Senior Harrison Lum got a wake-up call.
I'm actually just here because my mom called me last night, and she wants me to get it, so got to listen to my mama.
Where's your mom?
In Hoy. She just wants me to be safe and healthy.
The U of O's Michael Eister says the mass vaccination clinic for students next week will have staff available to answer questions about insurance and how to pay for the costly shot. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert, reporting from Matthew Knight Arena.